You would have thought they committed murder. I'm John Stone Street, and this is The Point. When the Susan G. Komen Foundation announced it would no longer give money to Planned Parenthood due to clear conflicts with their established giving policies, the visceral reaction was shocking. And as Ross Douthat pointed out in the New York Times, the anger was as palpable from mainstream media as from Planned Parenthood itself. Well, all is back to normal now that Planned Parenthood, in the words of Robert George, held Komen hostage. Here are the facts. Komen's mission is to fight breast cancer. Planned Parenthood barely does anything related to breast cancer prevention. Planned Parenthood doesn't need Komen's $650,000 grant since they make $164 million every year by performing 300,000 abortions. Komen's policy is not to fund organizations under investigation, but Planned Parenthood is under congressional and criminal investigation in at least five states. As Robert George wrote last week in the Wall Street Journal, Planned Parenthood bullied Komen right out of a good decision. They don't do much with cancer, but they do a lot of bullying. For thepointradio.org, I'm John Stone Street.